Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
This is the Ron Edmondson Leadership Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Ron Edmondson Leadership Podcast hosted by Lifeway. Ron's mission is to help church leaders become better leaders. I'm your host, Chandler Vinoy, and Ron, in this episode, we're talking about some frustrating things that pastors experience. So is this your personal list?
It could be. I mean, actually, it is. And in fairness, and sometimes it's good just to get it off your chest, you know, share your frustrations. I know we have a lot of pastors that listen to this, so maybe they'll identify. If you're a church member listening, I'm just venting right now and just letting you know. If it's you, if you feel like I'm talking about you, I don't know, maybe I am. Just kidding. But seriously, sometimes it's good just to share some of those frustrations. In fairness, for the next episode, we'll share some exciting things that pastors get to experience because it is a great, it's a hard, I've been in a lot of contexts in my life. I've been in the business world. I've been in nonprofit world. I've been in government. This is the hardest I've done is to be a pastor. So these are the frustrating things.
All right. So 7 most frustrating things pastor experience. We're going to keep names out of it. But what about number one?
Well, maybe we'll throw a name in. The names have been changed to protect the innocent, all right?
There you go.
No, number one, people who abuse their power or position. And I have seen it so many times. I especially saw it in some of my early churches. But I have seen, like, I know I've used this illustration before many times, probably on the podcast, but the worst feeling is that person that you know when they show up on your caller ID, it's not going to be fun. You know, you just sort of get anxious when they do. And there are a lot of people in the church, I've never understood this, who get put into a position of some sort of authority or some sort of power, and they use that to get, you know, access to whatever, they abuse it. And that's just very, very frustrating. It's not who we're called to be as believers.
What about number two?
People who live opposite lives in and outside the church. And I've heard this one so many times where somebody will come to me and we've got a leader in our church. This is not a specific, and it's not in this church actually. But I'm thinking about a time I was pastoring a church, and we had a leader in the church, and somebody came to me and said, you know, I would never follow them in the church because I've worked with them and I wouldn't, and I had to follow them there, and they weren't very kind in how they led.
Wow.
And, you know, it's our witness we carry with us into our workplace and into our everywhere else. And so it's very frustrating to me to see somebody who will smile at you in church and then chew out a waitress or a server, you know, in the restaurant after church. Live authentic lives in front of people and live like Christ. I mean, don't be a jerk in church and then a jerk in the restaurant either. Don't be a jerk, you know. But if you're going to smile and love people in the church, smile and love people when you get into the community.
What about number three?
Rumors that spread with no basis of truth. And, you know, we've all been there if you've been a pastor, and it's very frustrating. We have a beautiful steeple on our church, and I once I got a phone call saying, the rumor is you're going to tear down the church steeple. Well, there was no basis to that at all. I love our steeple. It's wonderful. I had made a statement just saying some people see a steeple and they assume that a church is not going to be welcoming to them. That's just reality because we feel very churchy. But I love our steeple. Glad we have it. But rumors like that are very devastating to the body. The thing to do would be to just pick the phone before that rumor starts to spread and ask the question, are we going to tear down our steeple? No, we're not going to tear down our steeple. One of the things I always say to people is you be the stopper of the gossip. You be the one that it stops with you. You're not going to, you know, first of all, believe it without facts, and you're not going to repeat it without permission to repeat it.
That's a great practice there. What about number four?
Selfishness. people who say, you know, this is my church and I'm a, you know, they want their seats, they want their programs, they complain about any change that's uncomfortable. They, if the music's not what they wanted to hear, they're going to complain about it. You know, it just pure selfishness. The Bible says, the scriptures say, consider other people's interests ahead of your own. That's what it says. And so selfishness has no place in the body of Christ.
It is tough to see. What about number five?
Tradition for the sake of tradition. Again, as we talk about steeple, I like showing up the same time every week. That makes it easier for me to remember if we don't change our service times all the time. But so I'm not afraid of tradition at all and actually love it. And we actually practice a lot of it. But tradition, just because we've never changed it, we've never done anything opposite of that, that gets in the way of fulfilling the mission of the church.
What about number six?
Wasting time. And that is a whole host of things. A lot of our churches have meetings for just because it's on the calendar and we got to have a meeting every month, you know, because that's what we do. And at the whole time, there are people dying and going to hell because we could have been out sharing the gospel, you know. Wasting time is in the busyness of church is a terrible frustration to me as a pastor.
And what about the last one, number seven?
I would say it has to be half-heartedness. And, you know, I believe I share that one with Jesus. He called it being lukewarm. But, you know, now please understand, and these are frustrations. In the next episode, we're going to share the exciting things. But it's frustrating to me to see people who just kind of laissez-faire about their church commitment. They show up when they want to. They say they want to grow, but they don't do anything to grow in their spiritual walk. You know, I put the same amount of energy and time into my message, whether somebody comes or not, you know. And please understand, if you're half-hearted, I want you to keep coming because I hope something triggers in you to be on fire for God every single day of your life. And we all go through seasons. I go through seasons where I'm stronger than I am other times. But just as a general rule, you know, our church, and this is not unusual for a lot of churches, but our church, you know, has almost three times the number of people who call this their home than we'll have on a Sunday. And almost twice the number that even come on a regular basis. So even if they just come two or three times a month. And there's a whole lot of those that, for whatever reason, have just grown cold in their walk or lukewarm in their walk, I would say. They would still call themselves, to use Jesus' word, they would still call themselves believers. They would still say this is their church, but they've grown half-hearted. It's a frustrating thing for pastors. We can't stop that. Only the Holy Spirit can do that. Only the person's commitment to walk with Christ can do that. But it's disheartening when you see it.
Well, just as Ron shared, these are just some frustrations, maybe a little bit of venting, but at the same time, they are, maybe you're listening to this and you'd resonate. In some ways, you're hearing, oh, okay, those are some of the same frustrations that I have. Well, make sure to tune into the next episode because we're going to be talking about exciting things that a pastor experiences as well. And if you're enjoying these episodes, please help us continue providing them by liking, sharing, reviewing, subscribing. It helps other leaders like yourself find the podcast, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Ron Edmondson Leadership Podcast. For more information about Ron, check out ronedmondson.com. For more leadership resources from Lifeway, check out leadership.lifeway.com.